People like Secretary Jim Napolitano tout that the border is more secure than ever. I know differently. And just by those figures in law enforcement, we call those clues that the border is not more secure than ever.
You know, they haven't learned anything from 1986 when Ronald Reagan promised that we would secure the borders if we gave amnesty to 1.5 million illegal aliens. The numbers swell to over 3 million because as soon as you offer a pathway to citizenship, people rush to come into the United States illegally, just like they're doing right now. Our Border Patrol Chief Michael Fisher testified last week at a Senate hearing that they already began to see increased crossings at the border. And he believes part of the reason is that we are offering amnesty again.
The size and scope of the drug cartels and the violence that they bring to our country, if they can all come here undetected deep into the heart of our country, what does this say about people who have terrorist intentions against America from countries of interest, say from places like Syria, Iran, Somalia, Jordan, anywhere like that? What is the potential of that?
So what happens when you do encounter somebody that's presented you with fake documents?
Well, the only thing that I've been told is contact the ICE organization. Got bounced around a little bit because of their resources, and been told to basically release them.
The proponents of this bill say, well, you know, they pay taxes. And many of these people, well, to the tune of about $9 billion. But it cost the federal government $29 billion for the cost of them being here. So where did the public make out? What country can we go to, walk in the door, and have them subsidize us with their money? It's not going to happen. So why are we doing this in the United States?
And you have somebody illegally competing for your job. It drives down wages and it displaces legal workers. So the poor Hispanics and blacks and poor whites are the ones most negatively affected by this. They're the ones that are losing their jobs and their wages have been depressed.
Our immigration laws are for two reasons. One, to protect the American people and national security. And two, to protect American jobs. This proposal from the Senate doesn't do either.
And that's some audio from around here at the nation's capital, where we are broadcasting live from the Federation for American Immigration Reforms Hold Their Feet to the Fire broadcast here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse on day two of our two-day broadcast. Those voices that you just heard were some interviews I did yesterday afternoon with Paul Babeau of Pinal County, Arizona. Sorry, that's a name I keep tripping up over. We talked with the sheriff from Bristol County, Massachusetts. Also talked with the first chief deputy from Stark County, Indiana. Talked with Congressman Lou Barletta. Now, Congressman Lou Barletta, maybe some of you will remember the case of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. He was the mayor of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, which was the first local jurisdiction to take on illegal immigration. And he was quickly sued. And there's a great story to tell there. I'll play that full audio for you in the next few days. Because, again, with all the stuff that we have going on here in the nation's capital, reviewing the illegal alien amnesty bill that was dropped in the middle of the night on the Senate floor yesterday morning. We're still analyzing it. It's going to take a full 3 days of nonstop reading to understand everything that's in it. But we understand the key points in this. There is amnesty in this. There is a guest worker program. Hundreds of thousands of people will be brought in each year to compete against American jobs. And border security is the very last thing that they are talking about in this. There's no guarantees in this. Don't believe them for a minute. There's plenty to talk about. I've got some more points to share with you. And we do have a number of guests to bring with you today. People who are on the front lines of the illegal immigration battle. We'll be joined by a couple of border ranchers. We'll be joined by some film producers as well. And then we have some more law enforcement to join us here today. But first, right here on the show, as we continue our live broadcast just two blocks from the United States Capitol building, we are at the Phoenix Park Hotel, which has received some national headlines, our broadcast here. New York Times did a write-up. Their photographer was in our booth yesterday. And Politico did a write-up as well. So that's just a couple of the publications I've been able to find us mentioned in so far, and I'm sure there's going to be many more to come. The Capitol switchboard for you to call your senators to say no to amnesty is 202-224-3121 to get a hold of Senator Jean Shaheen or Senator Kelly Ayotte. I don't know where Kelly Ayotte is hiding lately, but I'm a little disappointed in her. For 3 days straight, I have left multiple emails and multiple voicemail messages with their office, and I have yet to receive a call or email back, and I find that to be quite rude, you know, quite frankly. So there, Senator Jean Shaheen, I talked to her press secretary yesterday. No problem, and she gave me just about everything that I was looking for in record time. So why Senator Ayotte's folks are ignoring us, I have no clue, but hopefully some of you out there, and I know some of you have very good connections with the senator, you just might want to rattle her cage a little bit. Oh, by the way, they're also being cagey on Northern Pass. We'll share those details when I return back to the studio. Rusty Fleming is joining us here on Bulldog Live. He is the spokesman for the Hudspeth County, Texas Sheriff's Office, and he's also the director of many movies, and chances are you've seen his work on a couple of the network channels. And Rusty, it's a pleasure to meet you today. How are you?
You too, Brian. Man, I love being here.
Isn't this great? This is my first time. You've been here
5 years in a row.
5 years in a row. Yeah. This is just amazing stuff. And this is probably the biggest one yet. Isn't
oh, yeah,
it?
Absolutely.
When I went to the reception last night, I was just amazed at how many people were really here, because we've taken over the hotel for
right,
the most part
right,
here.
Exactly.
Two floors of it, as a matter mm-hmm. of fact, just for broadcast operations. That's right. How big this is.
It's awesome. It absolutely is. And then, you know, we've got all the activists up on the Hill.
Yes.
That are, you know, working the halls of Congress. Mm-hmm. And it's a 1-2 punch.
It sure
it's great.
Is.
It's really great for the cause.
And this is what it's all about here. 202-224-3121 is the Capitol switchboard for you to get a hold of Senator Jean Shaheen and Senator Ayotte and tell them no to illegal alien amnesty in that bill that was dropped in the middle of the night, scheduled for one public hearing, or, you know, congressional hearing, I guess, Senate hearing. I think it's Friday is mm-hmm. what somebody mm-hmm. was telling me. That's plenty of time to read the bill.
Of course. It's 800 pages. You could have that done. That's easy enough to digest. You know, it's like pass it and then we'll tell you what's in it. We've heard that before.
We sure have.
Yeah, yeah.
On
yeah.
more than one occasion.
Right.
All right. So let's talk about your work with the Hudspeth County Sheriff's Department and some of your independent filmmaking work as well.
Right. Well, you know, I started making documentaries about the Mexican drug cartels back in 2005. And I actually, the very first time I got involved in it, it was an accident. I was down in South Texas producing a little short documentary about methamphetamines in Texas. And I ended up being vouched for and got introduced to this mid-level member of one of the cartels down there. And I ended up running with these guys for a year and a half.
Holy cow.
And, yeah.
How did you get hooked up with them?
Well, you know, just like anybody else would that wanted to join the cartel, you had to be vouched for, sponsored by somebody that's already in the cartel. And it just so happens that I knew somebody.
So you have friends in low places.
I absolutely do. And I love it. Works better than the guys I have up here on the Hill. You know, it's the same thing. They just wear suits up here. I've learned that it's just different language, different suits. So, I got in the middle of that, and I ran with these guys for a year and a half. I produced a documentary called Drug Wars, Silver or Lead. And it's on. It's available. It's at drugwarsthemovie.com. It is a feature-length documentary. I've gotten a lot of awards for it. It's very realistic, and it is very. I produced that.
It's basically, a horror film. Isn't
exactly,
it?
It's a reality horror film. That's exactly what it is.
Holy
what
cow.
I put in there is stuff that was not being reported on at the time. I've got people being burned alive. I got them, you know, being chopped up, fed to animals. All of this stuff that at the time was not being reported by any media. So when I came out of Mexico and produced this, you know, I was called a heretic. I was told that, you know, you're a fearmonger. And about 6 months later, I had, you know, producers from CNN calling me apologizing, you know, for doubting what was in the film. And I put actual footage in here. You're going to see footage that I actually got from cartel members. And it's a very frightening film. And it is the story of what the current drug war we're fighting is all about. And if you just watch that, you will get caught up in exactly where we're at right now.
And when people think of drug war, okay, it's very easy to have the debate, legalize drugs, you know, keep them illegal. How much money are we spending on a drug war? Yeah, and so on. Putting that debate aside,
right,
because I've got a lot of libertarian type listeners and I got those libertarian streaks in me. The problem is we have an open border,
right,
which allows, as was explained to me yesterday on this show and live, as well as some recorded interviews that I've done, was, you know, the open border, it's all territorial to these guys.
That's exactly right.
So even if you legalize them, they probably would still be territorial.
Sure. Absolutely. And okay. See, that's
as long as that border remains open, right?
It is not a war for drugs down there. It's a war for turf. And the most valuable real estate in the drug world is the border. And if you control a piece of the border, now everything that crosses that border is going to pay you. If you're a cartel guy, it doesn't matter if it's human cargo, if it's drugs, if it's legitimate cargo, it doesn't matter. You're going to get paid a tax for anything crossing your part of the border. And that goes for the legitimate ports of entry as well. You know, we have two of the biggest ports in the nation, in Texas. And one of them is right there where I live in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have roughly 8,000 trucks a day. Trucks and trailers that cross that bridge. We inspect 50 of those trucks. In 50.
Out of thousands.
Out of 8,000. Now, those are pretty good odds that I'm going to get my dope through today, which, by the way, Brian, that's where 90% of the illicit narcotics coming into the country, they come through those legitimate ports of entry. They're not coming through the gaps in the desert. Now, we do get a lot of dope out in the desert. I mean, there's no question. Mm-hmm. But the multi-ton shipments of cocaine, heroin, and pot are coming through the legitimate ports of entry on these trucks, trailers, rail cars, airplanes, you know, cars, you name it. That's where
wow.
It's coming from. And you know, Steve Wynn owns a couple of casinos in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
He ain't got them kind of odds. Okay. So, I mean, if you're a narco in the narco business, you're going to do pretty good down there.
Unbelievable. Rusty Fleming, spokesman for the Hudspeth County Sheriff's Department. El Paso is a city that most of our listeners might be able
to
recognize.
Yeah, we're 90 miles east of El Paso in a little town called Sierra Blanca.
Okay, gotcha. And so anybody who's watched, did you tell me it was National Geographic, Discovery Channel, and the others?
Yeah, and I've produced the show Gangland for the History Channel. Probably anything that has dealt with the Mexican drug cartels in the last 5 years, I've either produced it or at least produced certain segments of it.
Wow. Now, in addition to drug wars, the video that you have another one out, Operation Detour.
Yes.
And you handed me a copy of this, and you said school kids need to see this.
Absolutely. Get that really? In the hands of law enforcement. What this is the cartels now have set up shop in over 1,800 cities here in the U.S., and when I mean open up shop, I don't mean they just sent a couple of guys from Mexico City up here to run a drug gang. I'm talking about they have set up very sophisticated, well-rooted networks. And they are hiring. They're not shipping in Mexican nationals to do this work. They are hiring U.S. American teenagers to do this because they are now taking over the gangs and the street gangs, prison gangs. They no longer want the kid, the thug, the kid with the tats and that flies the colors and all of that stuff.
The easy target, so to speak.
Right. They're easily profiled. Exactly. You got it. You don't need much on this. So what they want is they want these clean cut, educated kids because guess what? They know about computers, right? Well, mm-hmm. If you run a cartel, you're running a cell in Boston or somewhere. You don't go down to Office Depot and get a set of QuickBooks and start doing the books on the computer. These guys have all their programs handwritten for them. Then they have to encrypt them. Then they have to have people that can hack into databases. So they hire these kids that are little computer whizzes.
Uh-huh.
And oh, by the way, some of the cartels will send your kid to college. They have a college tuition program. I am not kidding you. They encourage that. Now, they also like kids that go to get a criminal justice degree. Yes, absolutely. Criminal justice degrees. Why? Because they become cops and lawyers, and they need those. This is no longer your daddy's cartels. This is a whole new world. Operation Detour is going nationwide. I'm only distributing it to law enforcement. That is, you can't buy this in the public domain.
Okay.
You can go to my website, OperationDetour2.com.
Operation Detour is the number two?
Number two.
Okay.
.com, and you can get all the information on it, the trailers, the teasers, and all that good stuff.
Very good.
And that's the sheriff pulling in right now.
Good.
Well, I'm going to leave you. Thanks, Brian. It's a pleasure, brother.
And thank you, Rusty. Good luck to you, and I'll look forward to seeing more of your work in the weeks and looks like years ahead.